And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to the San Diego Landings right here in Point Loma, and we have a couple of great guys literally fresh off the water. We have Captains Marcus Medak and Adam Williams from the New Loan right here to tell you all about good fishing. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show with these guys in here today, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Captain Marcus Medak, Adam Williams. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys? Morning.
All right, morning. So what's been going on the New Loan?
Been busy.
Yeah,
I'll bet it has.
Yeah, you have. It's been you've been fishing a lot, huh, Adam?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And been pretty darn good season.
It has.
And it's still going on.
Yeah. Hopefully it keeps going on.
Yeah. what have you been catching?
Well, this last trip we came in day before yesterday. And we had like 58 yellowfin. Most of them were 50, 60 pounders.
Sweet.
No kidding.
And we had 17 bluefin from 130 to 180.
Nice.
That was pretty good fishing.
That's really good fishing.
Very good fishing.
Two and a half days. Yeah, I think we had room for one or two more. It was pretty.
Wow.
Yeah, we were full.
That's so what's the methodology for catching these big fish? I mean, is it just fly line sardine? Are you fishing the kite? What's the deal?
You know, this trip it was about half and half. A lot of our fish were on jigs in the dark.
Wow.
And some on the kite during the day. So a little better mix.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. Guys are catching them on their own gear, which was cool this last trip.
Yeah. So
doesn't happen all the time.
What jigs are the hot ones that are catching?
You know that Daiwa SK jig? That was getting bit pretty good. Or just the normal flat fall.
Yeah.
With, you know, upgraded hooks was we lost a couple without the upgraded hooks.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
So when you say upgraded hooks, what do you recommend? How many hooks? I mean, do you change out the hooks on the flat fall?
We do. Yeah, the stock hooks don't quite cut it for these big ones. We've been switching them out like a 5-0 or a 7-0 Mustad, those big ones. They kind of have like a little shrimp fly on them.
Yeah.
They're a good hook.
Super heavy duty.
Yep.
Yeah. But you were asking what was happening on the Nalo Ann, and honestly, our big news here lately is that I have a new partner here. Adam's been just a fantastic captain on the boat here, and it was about time to let him join me as one of the owners.
Wow.
So that's been
congratulations.
I had no idea. That's
Thank
cool.
That's
congratulations.
Awesome.
Well deserved.
That's a big announcement. So you are now owner captain, shall we say, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Congratulations.
News.
That's really cool. Yeah. So does that mean he's going to have to? He can't work any harder, Marcus. Come on. You know?
I mean, no, that's
hard.
True. But I feel less guilty when I'm home.
That's
it leaves
news,
me
man.
Time with some other projects. So
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's
no,
great,
that's
you
fantastic.
Guys. Cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. Congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a big deal. So what's your role? Are you going to be doing the fish processing and still working on the boat, or what's your scoop there, Marcus?
Pretty similar. I mean, I'll still be involved. I'll still be running a fair amount of the trips. We'll see what comes up. I might spend a little more time doing some commercial fishing.
Looking into another little boat.
Yeah, we'll see. Never know. I'm not.
That's cool,
yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
It frees up my schedule a little bit, we'll say.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Doing projects.
Not
now,
planning on quitting working, though.
Yeah. No, I didn't think so. Not in this business, that's for sure. We can't really retire early, right? It's not an early retirement program. So,
what's the fun in that?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, what are you going to do when you retire? Go fishing, right? You know?
Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, the boat is out right now, the new Lo Ann, Point Loma Sport Fishing. Who's running the boat?
I was just
going to
say,
wait a minute.
Well, I couldn't figure that when Pete said we're having both you guys in there. Like, okay, maybe I could figure that in January to get both you guys in here. But when it's happening in September, like, well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So what's the scoop?
So Captain Chung used to work with me back in the day, like 8 or 10 years ago when the Tomahawk was the Eclipse. We were both on there.
Oh, okay.
And he's gotten his license. Yeah, he's had it for 5 or 6, maybe 7 years now.
Yeah.
And so he's running the boat today.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Super good guy.
Yeah.
Had a fantastic trip yesterday. So.
Yeah, he did. He had a good trip yesterday, and he's got a couple kelps that he knows where they are. So
oh,
he's,
cool.
He's
yeah, I was just talking to him on the way here. He said he was just pulling up on a kelp, so he couldn't really talk, but said it looked good. So
yeah.
Got my fingers crossed.
Yep.
Right on.
Yeah, so when a kelp looks good, what do you see?
Well, this time of year, probably a bunch of Dorado jumping around.
That's a pretty good sign.
When you pull up on a kelp, do you know whether there's fish there or not? From your electronics?
Most of the time.
You do, but a lot of times not until you're within 100 yards or so. I mean, the sonar only reaches so far. And on kelps, the fish are real shallow, so you can't...
A lot of times you don't see.
If it's got a giant school of tuna on it, you might start seeing them, you know, a half a mile or a quarter mile away with the electronics. But that's not all. You could have a very, very good kelp and not start seeing them until you get within a few hundred feet.
Yeah. So the new Luan's on a one-day trip right now.
That is correct.
Yeah. So,
yep.
So the stuff's close. It's you
oh,
guys
yeah.
are able to get it in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And now the question comes, water conditions are so great, there's no reason for it to leave, right?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, the last three, four years, I think, we've had by far the best fishing of the year. It's been like Thanksgiving time.
Right.
So.
From now until then, it's been.
Exactly.
Best weather, best fishing.
Right.
Yeah. Best fishing.
And there's lot, I mean, the options
best
are.
Best biting fish.
Yeah.
The options are so cool right now. I mean, that's got to be.
In the grade.
Almost a tough call. I mean, when you talked about your last trip having yellowfin that were 20 to 50 pounds and then big giant bluefins, but also kelps for yellows and dorados and small yellowfins, I mean, you can almost kind of pick and choose based on what the group would be most appropriate for and time, and it's just cool seeing that many options available.
Definitely.
Yeah.
This last trip, man, the yellowfin were impressive.
That's cool.
I'd say we didn't have any of them less than 40.
Wow.
We had a lot of long-range guys and some guys on the boat that fish a lot, and they're like, man, this is like Guadalupe yellowfin fishing.
No,
it's pretty
kidding.
Pretty outstanding.
That's crazy.
And was that yellowfin mostly the night fish, or was it the fly line fish?
No, it was during the day fly line.
During the day fly line. How fun is that?
60-pound line, 50-pound line.
Come
yeah,
on.
It was good. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Sardine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and just drifting on school.
Just
son.
Drifting.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, so you cool. know, we've had this pattern here for the last 3 years. We've had a shot. It seems like the last couple of years it's been a little bit later, but we've had consistently now the last several years we've
yellowfin.
Had a good shot on very nice size yellowfin later in the season.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, so hopefully hopefully we can keep doing it later this year also.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and you're gonna run until the fish are gone.
Yeah, that's the plan. Well, we've got trips online all the way through. Through the first weekend of December, and we'll see what happens.
So
from
how
there.
Like you said, that literally was. That was some of our very best
fishing.
Oh,
it's been the last several years. The very, very best fishing has been that Thanksgiving week. And as it happens, we have a couple of 3-day trips set up for that week.
Perfect.
But they do have plenty of room on them. We had a couple of charters there, but you know, with the whole pandemic, COVID thing, we've had more cancellations on charters than I've had probably my entire career put together. We've probably had more of them this year than we've had the previous 15 years combined.
Crazy.
So anyway, that whole week is basically open.
Come on now.
So if you're interested in that, last year we had that week. It was that week that we had that trip, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had unbelievable fishing
that
week.
We had to come in the first night.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Yeah, we had
wow.
four of them over 300 pounds that week, that 3-day trip last year.
I will never forget that trip unloading.
Wow.
I mean, it literally looked like a hurricane bank trip.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
it was insane.
It was straight big ones all over. I mean, literally, like that. The day of fishing you guys had looked like an offload from an entire long-range trip.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's unreal. So you can get on that. How do you get on a trip with the new one?
You could just call Point Loma Sport Fishing. You could book on the website, newlowandsportfishing.com or pointlomasportfishing.com. Any one of those works.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And book right online. Like if somebody wants to go on a day on the 3-day too, or you
sure?
Yeah. Book
Right or online. If you want to talk to a person, just call Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
They can help you out.
They do all your bookings for you.
Yeah, they do. We're just.
You just go find big giant tuna.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have our own office, so they do all the bookings.
Well, you guys
for
are
us.
Busy fishing.
That's what I'm
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So when I first met you, Marcus, it was on the Royal Star, on the deck of the Royal Star, on a long trip down at the Riviera. This is like dating back like 20 years ago or something like that. Is that a
probably more?
Is it more? How
well,
long?
I don't remember exactly what year it was.
How long have you had the new Loan?
I got it in.
2004. So yeah, it's and then when did you join the crew, Adam?
2017, 2018.
Okay.
Was it 2017? I think
17.
Yeah. All right, been there 3 years and stuff. Yep. But you ran a lot of trips back in the day early on when you started the boat, right? like 16 years ago.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, it's cool. So great to have both of you in the studio here,
awesome,
talking
fun,
some
fun
good
day.
Fishing and stuff like that. And I want to address the incident that happened this week that got so much press because we don't want to dwell on this. We want to talk about fishing today, okay? And that is, of course, the incident with the Shogun and the overdose situation. And it's I'm just going to say this: it's an ongoing investigation. We don't know anything. Much more than what you learned in the news media. You don't know much more than what was learned in the news media. And that's, we're going to leave it at that. The bottom line is the Shogun is operating. Captain Rene will be operating the Shogun on this
tomorrow
on a 3-day trip. Business as usual on the Shogun and business as usual for the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet. And by gosh, all I can say is it's the world's largest, most safest sport fishing fleet, and it is not. You should not feel compromised going on a San Diego sport fishing boat. It is a safe operation, and We'll just leave it at that.
Yep, well
and,
said.
And if when investigation goes through and we know more information, I know Captain Frank Lopresti will certainly keep us posted about what's going on and what's happening. And I know Frank is very concerned. And I mean, when I got here this morning at 6 a.m., he was in his office and working hard. So you can be assured that whatever is happening in the world of the Shogun and everything else, that we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well said. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show today with Adam and Marcus in here. So much to cover. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Or, as we've been mentioning, we got a new option if you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, and you can text the show. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app, which by far has become the most popular way to listen to the show. It's a completely free download on the app. You can get it in the Google Play Store or in the iTunes Store or the App Store if you have an iPhone. It's free to search Let's Talk Hookup and scroll right down. You can hear all. You can listen to the show live. You can call the show from there. And also, there's a text option where you can just shoot a text over to Pete, and we'll grab a few of the fun texts and read them on the show. So again, lots of fun. 833-288-0973. Today is going to be a very, very fun day.
And just in regards to the text, we can't reply to your text. So it's a one-way system. So we can see your text, and we can't read them all, but we'll pick some of the ones that say are pertinent to what we're talking about, but it's a great way to be in touch with us.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, and when we come back, we're taking those phone calls, taking those texts, 833-288-0973. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open-party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker, Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
All right. Hey, going to start the show with one of our texts. Okay?
Right.
The texting option is on our app only, so you can text us. And it's from the one and only Iron Man, Gary White. He's getting ready for the CCA of California Charter Challenge, which is coming up next month. And he wants to know what the number one rig you suggest for catching tuna.
For a big tuna or a small tuna?
For what's your fish? Yeah, well, that's the problem. It's like, you want to catch a 250-pounder or you want to catch a 60-pounder or you want to catch a 15-pounder, right?
Right now, the options exist from 5 to 350.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
broad range.
So what do you bring? If somebody's coming on a day-and-a-half trip or a day trip on the Nulo Island, what do you bring?
Usually tell guys, bring probably 5 setups, 40, 50, 30, 40, 50, maybe a 60 and an 80. I think that's it. That pretty much covers your bases as far as fly line or flat fall rig.
Yeah, that'd be for like a day and a half or longer. Most of the overnight trips, I mean, depending what's going on, but it's much harder to target the real big ones because you just don't have as much time. So if there's school fishing around some kind of, you know, smaller yellowfin or smaller bluefin or something like that, we're much more likely to do that because it just, you know, it just takes time.
Sure.
to make a catch on bigger fish. And so if that's the case, you don't need as much gear, and you know, you can get away with you know, maybe a 30 pound and a 50 pound rig.
Yeah,
or something.
Two
like
or three
that.
Setups on a 1 day trip.
But if you've got it, you know, I get this all the time. You know, somebody will call me or text me, and they got, oh, I got a trip coming up next week. Looks like last couple trips, you guys haven't been catching a bunch of real big ones, so I should just leave all the 80 and 100 pound stuff in the garage. I'll be fine, right? Well,
if you're, coming on
you're not going to catch anything in the garage, I'm pretty sure. And you never know. Things change quickly, and those big fish have been hanging around here consistently now for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
It's impossible to predict a week out whether we're going to run into them or not.
And the Nulo Land's a nice big boat. I mean, obviously, within reason, every guy's bringing 15 rods, but, like, within reason, you guys have plenty of room for plenty of gear. Like, don't. How much are you kicking yourself if you made that major investment in a quality 2-speed 80-pound outfit and you left it at home because the last three trips?
Well, we get people that do that every.
Oh, I wish I would have brought this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially fishing that nighttime flatfall stuff, right?
Yeah,
or who knows? I mean, sometimes you get big ones where they're biting sardines on the surface. I mean, you just never, ever know, but you're certainly not going to catch them in the garage.
What about the kite rods? What about, I mean, do you guys supply that?
Them.
Or
we have
you don't need to worry about
you
that
You don't have
gear?
To worry about that. If you want to use your own, you're welcome to bring it, but we do have...
We do.
What do we have? Half a dozen of them rigged up all the time, ready to go at least. So we have plenty of them.
You're rigged. Okay. Yep. Very good. All right. Thanks for that text. Appreciate that. Good question. A little bonus to add for our callers.
Yeah,
today, right?
You're not kidding. Now, obviously, the boy's very generous. Marcus and Adam going to give away an overnight trip going fishing on the Nulo Land. So if you want to get in on that fishing we're talking about right now, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on board the Nulo Land.
Yeah.
Really generous, you guys. We're stoked to do that for all our guys. Again, 833-288-0973. Phones are packed up. Want to talk to the guys? Why don't we start with Dan calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hey, Dan, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, my prayers go out to the people who are associated with the Shogun. You know, that's a bad situation. Anyway, what is the best knot to tie with braid to, say, 40-pound mono or fluorocarbon? And which one would you use, either fluorocarbon or mono?
Personally, for me, I like the RP knot or similar as a John Collins knot or Albright, quote-unquote, or reverse Albright. There's a couple different variations of it, but For both mono to fluoro and spectra to fluoro, at least my personal preference, I like to tie that knot. For mono to fluoro, you lighten up on the wraps and do 5 wraps up, 4 wraps back, and that seems to work nice. The lines lay flat, and at least for me, that's the connection knot I like to use.
How heavy will you tie a spectra to mono or fluorocarbon on that with that John Collins knot?
You can go all the way up to like 100 pound.
No kidding.
Yeah,
no.
130 even. Right. I know a lot of the guys use it down south for fishing, for wahoo fishing too, for, you know, putting your spectra right to, you know, say 130 mono, yeah, for a raider jig or something like that, fishing those wahoo. A lot of guys, I think, go that route. But I think for, you know, for tuna fishing up here, it's a very versatile all around knot. I have most of the crews tying that knot, and try to get most of the passengers doing it too.
Cool.
Yeah, that works. Another really good way to do it that I like doing it is if you have a loop to loop, have a pre-made leader fluorocarbon with a
cheat.
Yeah, you know, well, I have this old injury on my left arm, and I struggle with the mono tying the spectra. I don't have very. So it is kind of cheating. Also, it goes through the guides really, really, really nicely when you're casting the pre-made ones.
Yeah.
And
why none is the way to go.
It is. Yeah. It's especially
on the heavy one, right?
Yeah, but even the lighter ones, I like it. You have to be ready ahead of time, and you know, some guys do their own serve connections. You have to do it correctly, though. And once again, I cheat. I just buy them from Ken up at Ken's Custom, because I know that they do them the right way. And some guys do them at home; they do them the right way. But some guys don't do them the right way, and we've seen some pretty sad failures.
Well, and we always recommend the Sato crimp kit, which kind of takes out some of that guesswork. It's a lot easier than the serves and stuff like that. And you know, if you don't know how to serve, it makes it tough. The Sato is definitely a lot more foolproof a lot of times.
Yeah, no, that works well also.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. There's a lot of good ways to do it. That knots work very, very well if you do the right one.
Yeah.
But like I said, I just...
The seamless connection is awful nice.
The seamless connection is super nice.
And you guys sell some at Fisherman's Line and Tackle, right?
Sure. Yeah, same.
So
I mean,
what do you sell at Fisherman's? And what do you recommend there as far as the standard wine?
I personally am exactly the same as Adam. I like to just tie an RP knot because it's quick and easy, and I can keep a spool of cigar in my bag and rip off a piece and tie it. But no arguing ever with the wine. I think the wind-ons that we sell, if we're not making them ourselves, are by Basil. And
those are great ones.
For the same reason that they just don't fail.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been through several of them, you know, trying to find the best thing for the customer, and those are the only ones that we have just 100% confidence, and for that reason, they're the only ones that we sell
that are not
made by us. You know,
I've seen two where I've seen 100% work well. It's either Basil's or Kent's.
Yeah.
Kent's, yeah. And then you guys do a lot of Sato crimp when you're doing that for customers, too.
Any big line connection in the shop, unless otherwise asked for, you know, like our default is the Sato crimp.
Yeah.
For that exact same reason, you know. And is you know, you have to know the appropriate size crimp for the size line you're putting on. You got to know how to use the tool. But with two pretty basic steps, measuring the crimp appropriately and crimping the crimp tool appropriately, it is very, very, very secure. And but I'm with Marcus. Like, the nice thing about doing the wind-on thing is you can have in the small pocket of your backpack, you can have a half a dozen wind-ons that would keep you able to switch lines if you need to. You catch a couple big ones, you get yourself into a tangle. Whatever the scenario might be, you know, you can have multiple line sizes, go up, go down, whatever, and you can make that change in a second and take up no room. You know, a half a dozen wind-ons takes up zero space, and if you're not super confident about the knot, you don't have to worry about tying it. You just cut your old one off, spin a couple loops in the line, and cinch it up. I mean, that's a great way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Dan, thanks a lot for the call. As a follow-up question, deal we have, a text, and please include your name if you're going to text this here, and I'm going to read this one anyway because it's a related question. I've heard that deckhands hate when fisherman has a rig with braid directly to fluorocarbon leader. Is it better to top shot mono on the braid and then fluoro? And that's a good question.
Kind of depends on what you got going on.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you're fishing with a, say, a flat fall, for example, I think the best solid rig is kind of Captain Marcus style with the wind on. Crimp your flat fall right to the wind on.
And what size wind on are you putting on?
Probably a 130 or 200.
Okay,
for fishing with a flat fall.
Okay.
Heavier is better.
Okay.
But like something like 40 pound, what was his?
That was actually
basically short fluoro is appropriate.
I think for lighter line, yes.
Yeah.
For heavier line.
So if you're fishing on the San Diego or the Liberty, for those guys fishing the local tuna stuff on a full day trip or something like that,
I think it depends on the situation whether I hate it or not. if it's wide open kelp paddy fishing, for example, or like wide open yellowfin, there's no advantage to fish a super short top shot of fluorocarbon from Spectra. It's much harder to deal with in a tangle. And so that's a big negative. Also, if you do get in a tangle and you end up having to cut it, you got a long time of re-rigging. So in that situation, it's really not a very good rig. For something like that, having a bunch of mono on top or even straight mono is, I think, a superior rig. It's faster, much easier to get out of a tangle, and it's less frustrating.
Up to what pound test?
Up to 40 pound, maybe. Okay. That being said, if it's scratchy, tough to get a bite, kind of fishing where you really got to work at it, like maybe like a long plunker drift on nice size yellowfin or bluefin or something like that, where you have to work at it to get a bite, going from straight braid to a short piece of fluorocarbon, you can get a lot more bites. There's absolutely no doubt about it. So you sort of have to choose your equipment for the situation. If you're using it inappropriately, it's miserable. If you're using it the right way, it's awesome.
I would say you need to take some realistic awareness of where your skill set lies, too. You know, I mean, and that's the truth. Everybody knows how aware of it you are or not. I don't think any crew member would be upset at a guy that's got a short top shot that stays out of tangles and catches a bunch of fish. He's
right.
Stoked with that guy. But if that same rig is in every tangle and it's taking people up because that line floats and it's harder to be aware of where you're at, and then it's a nightmare, you know. And those same two rigs can be a detriment or a major success.
We have boat rods set up both ways on the boat. Just depends on the situation.
There you go. All right. And let's go and jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about Armand calling us from Long Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. So I have kind of a philosophy question, or maybe it's something for just the captain. And earlier season when you're going for the bluefin, how do you determine as a passenger when to go for your fly line rig versus the sinker versus kind of a flat ball setup?
I know Marcus and I both try to do our very best to tell you what we're seeing, where the fish are, what we see on the meter. Honestly, I think there's always an opportunity with the sinker right off the bat, fishing bluefin. Always. When you first stop the boat, I think you always have an opportunity to hook a fish with a sinker or with a fly line. But we try to do our very best to let you guys know what we're seeing, where we're seeing it, so you have the best chance to hook a fish.
If they're aggressive and up on top, boiling a lot, you see them eating a lot of baits right on the surface, that's a good sign that you've got a good chance with a fly line rig. But, you know, if the captain says he's metering a lot of fish and they're down at a certain depth, they're down deep, that's probably an indication to try a little bit deeper.
Is the sinker rig underutilized?
Has been until this year, I think. I think it's been...
Our culture is fly line fishing, and that's like what always has happened. That's what you did the last 10 years. So, I mean, is it just are we underutilizing how good that sinker rig does work?
Yeah, I think... Well, I mean, I think it was used pretty heavily this year, really. And there's times where it really doesn't work very well. I mean, you really... You just have to kind of try it, and it's hard. It's not a black or white. You have to try it and see what's working that day. And sometimes even, I mean, we've had days where they're up on foamers, you know, up just absolutely foaming, and the only guys hooking them are the guys that are dropping them down with a sinker. Wow. Or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I mean...
And how are you attaching that sinker?
With a rubber band.
A rubber band. All right. And depending on the current and how deep you want to go, is that what you base, how big a
size
you're using?
Yeah, and how big a bait you're using. And depending, it could be, you know, if you're using small sardines and lighter line, it could be as light as 2 ounces maybe, on up to 10 or 12 if you're using a mackerel and it's windy.
Yeah.
With sinker rig fishing, just like fly lining, are there guys that just do it better than other people, or does a sinker rig eliminate all that? Well, you know, I mean, there's a way to fish a sardine better. Like, does a sinker completely take that out of it, or is
it does not completely take that? It levels it a little bit. It smooths the smooths it out. Just it definitely gives somebody a better chance that isn't a fantastic fly line fisherman, but a guy that is good at picking a good bait and is paying attention to what's going on, that they get, you know, 5 times as many bites still.
A guy that's really good fly line,
maybe not
probably be the same guy that's good sinker fishing.
There's still some technique to it, working the water column with your sinker, you know. Not like you're just going to drop your sinker and immediately hook a fish, you know.
So you're basically keep working it up and down the water column.
Right, it's almost like fishing with a fly line bait, keeping contact with your bait.
I think it's very similar. Personally, I think it's very similar. Not that I've done much mooching for salmon, but I've read about it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a very similar
mooch
type of thing where you're slowly dropping your bait down through the water column. You get down to sort of depth where you think they are, maybe a little deeper. And then wind it back up slow, you know, cover that water column. We've had a lot of guys that do quite, you know, drop it down to where you think they are. I mean, some of those braided lines they have now that are color-coded are actually pretty handy because you have a real good idea.
Yeah.
How deep your bait is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Every meter to every 100 feet.
Exactly. And then you can put the reel in low gear and wind up slow. And having that movement, I think, really increases the number of bites you get. If you just drop it down to, you know, 200 feet or wherever they are and put it in the rod holder and wait, yeah, you'll hook the occasional one. But having that movement of going up and down slowly through the water column, it
makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference. You get a lot more bites.
Yeah. All right. And can you hook a big one that way?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. So don't fish light line.
Depends what's around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the other factor, right? There's a lot of different factors in it.
Exactly. It depends what's around. Typically, we tend to hook, when there's big ones around, they tend to hang deeper in the water column. Like, you know, if they're 150-pound plus fish, a lot of times we're seeing them at anywhere from 200 to 300 feet. Uh-huh. It's rare that you see 20-pound fish any deeper than 120 feet or 150 feet or so. But it does happen.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say in generality you can get away with fishing a little heavier line and a little bigger hooks on a sinker rig?
Absolutely.
Again, all the more thing, big line, big hook, makes a lot bigger difference when they get away and get away. Like.
Yeah, once you get them on the end of the line, you're going, we're in business, hopefully.
Yeah. Hey, Armand, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to wish a big happy birthday to our buddy Terry Snell.
Yeah.
Terry from Big Bear.
Yep.
Yeah, and I can't believe he's 80 years old.
Yeah,
today.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Yeah, happy
That's
birthday,
awesome.
Terry, and many, many more to you, and keep on fishing there into your 80s, definitely. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones,
you
Rick.
You got it, buddy. Paul from Bellflower is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. Okay, guys, how did you guys purchase the new Lowan and get started?
Well, I had been working for Tim and Randy on the Royal Star for a long time, for about 10 years over there. And so when I was getting to the point where I wanted to get into the business on my own, they were good enough to me to partner up with me originally, and we ended up, they were my partners for the first 2 years. I refinanced my house. They had
took a big gulp. And, okay,
exactly.
Here we go.
They put some money in as well. And
you guys bought the boat from?
From Nick Cates.
Nick Cates, yeah.
Yep. And then I bought those guys out after 3 years, once the business was established. And, yeah, so it worked out great for both of us. They made a little bit of money, and I was able to get started, so it was awesome.
Yeah.
And so that's how I did it originally. And
then allowing Adam to come in as a partner now, it's kind of a similar type of deal where he's going to...
Pretty eventually, similar-ish,
I'm gonna guess
yeah.
He's going to eventually own that boat.
I hope so. That's the plan.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
You got it. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. A lot more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been a very busy morning already this morning. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973.
Couple of great guests, Captain Mark of Medak and Adam Williams from the New Loan. We have a very rare incident here where we have double captains.
Yeah.
Because
one
usually
owners.
Double owner captains. Yeah, we've just announced that Adam's a new part owner into the New Loan. Congratulations for that.
Thanks,
but
Pete.
Yeah, it's a rare opportunity because somebody's got to be running the boat. But fortunately, they have a very capable. Would it be a third ticket we would call?
Third ticket. Well, we've got quite a strew of captains. We've got 6 sometimes.
6 licensed captains on the New Loan.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Including one of our chefs is his captain as well.
No kidding. Nope. That's cool. Yeah, that brings up the question, what about food on the New Loan? How does that work? I mean, you guys are kind of you come from the long-range background with the Royal Star, which, you know, the the ultimate in eating eating there on the Royal Star as well as fishing. But how do you guys work the galley on the New Luan?
You know, we've been on our regular overnight trips. It's pretty similar to most other overnight boats because it's just sort of the easiest because you get, you know, some people brown bag, and then we also have, you know, of course, an open hot galley available. And so on those trips, that it's pretty standard, just like any other overnight boat. This year, on our day-and-a-half trips, we started just doing it more all-inclusive with a food included. I think I personally think it's a little nicer.
Oh, no doubt. It's so much better for the passenger. You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it. We're able to do a little bit nicer food that way because we know what's going to be used. Otherwise, it's challenging because everybody is ordering something different, so you have to be ready for everything. We've gone over to where we have more of a set menu and we try to make it, you know, nice.
I know yesterday morning they had carne asada chilaquiles for breakfast.
Sweet! That sounds good. Yeah, so on day and a half and longer trips, food's a kind of an all-inclusive thing.
That's what we did this year, yeah. Kind of to test it out.
People enjoyed it, yeah.
I think it worked out pretty well. And it's been nice, you know. You don't have a big galley tab to settle up with at the end of the trip. It's, you know, you kind of know a little bit ahead of time what you're in for. So
yeah, that's nice.
I think it's nice. I think
most passengers would agree that they'd rather pay a couple extra bucks and just have everything taken care of, not worry about it after that.
No doubt about it. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. Mark calling from Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I got a question for Adam or Marcus. You guys ever, like, with other captains, do you put a wager on who catch the biggest fish or for the week or for the month?
Among
for the year?
Captains?
Yeah.
A wager?
Usually not, but we should.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We don't usually. It's just bragging rights, really.
Yeah. But there's to say that there is competitiveness among the captains of the fleet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
No doubt about it.
One of my favorite lines, I think, was from Sam Patella back in the day. And it was just, you know, like, it was Sam and Brian together. And they're like, we want everybody in the fleet to catch a bunch of fish as long as we catch one more. You know? Because I want success for absolutely everybody as long as I have just one more than everyone else.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, for sure. Good question, though. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, there's your chance. Of course, there's always that texting option, too, on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we had a nice text here from John G. in West Hills said, what type of fishing can we expect to see on a 2.5 to 3-day trip in late October, November on the New Luan? I think we addressed that a little bit. It could be really good, right?
we're hoping that we're going to get the same kind of thing that we've had the last couple, 3 years, where we've had good fishing on nice-sized bluefin. If we get lucky, maybe some real big ones. And possibly some nice yellowfin. I mean, that's what we're hoping for, but who knows? I mean, we'll take what we can get, but that's really what we're hoping for, and it looks to me like this year we're lined up pretty well for some really good fishing on nice size bluefin, and hopefully some nice size yellowfin, maybe some Dorado thrown in.
I was really surprised when you said that those 3-day trips even had room, let alone plenty of room. I mean, that, you know, like you said, the last couple of years, that's it. That is the prime time.
Has been.
Well, the problem is we didn't put them online until semi-recently. Okay. They were chartered up, and then, you know.
Yeah. Now, how many
2020 happened?
Yeah, and then the COVID thing. how many passengers are you taking now on the boat?
Depends how long the trip is. I think those. What are we taking? 20, I think.
20.
Oh,
yeah, 20.
My God, how 20, sweet
20
must that be?
20 passengers on a 3-day.
Yep.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then on a day and a half trip, how many will it take normally?
Well, normally we were taking 32. This year we're taking 25.
25?
Wow. Which is way better, we've found.
Yes.
We're all enjoying it more, including the passengers, I think.
Yeah, and the catch ratio probably
right.
is a little better, right?
Right?
Yeah. Now, that's cool. So along those same lines, we had a text from Steve in West Redondo Beach. Said, what is the recommendation on overnight or longer trips bedding? And that's a good question because, you know, do you bring your own bedding?
Yes.
Yeah. This year we're having everybody bring their own bedding. Just, you know, bring a light sleeping bag and a pillow.
Okay. Light sleeping bag and a pillow.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Very good. Need.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Mike calling from Phoenix, Arizona is on the line this morning. What's up, Mike? Thanks for giving us a call.
I just calling in. I was a passenger on that two-day Liberty trip that was out on Monday and Tuesday, and what a phenomenal trip and what a phenomenal crew. I just wanted to say thank you. I was on last year's trip as well, and it was just as good. And those trips, if you're not going on those trips, guys, you need to get on them, I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, you were on our Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu-sponsored Liberty trip with Dave Dolan as the charter master there, and you guys caught some fish, I understand.
It was wide open on a couple of spots. We were so many guys. I felt like it was at the gym after I got home. It was that much of a workout
nice.
Catching those little guys.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Well,
that
that's
was
great.
Fun.
And Taro and the crew do such a great job on the Liberty, and glad you had a good trip. And we had a lot of nice sponsored giveaways from Gamakatsu and Shimano and AFCO. And did you win a prize?
I did. I won some hooks.
All right.
And put them right to work. And put
there
them right
you go.
To work.
That's some Gamakatsu hooks. Fantastic. Well, glad you had a good time. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that from Phoenix, Arizona. Listening to us on the app, I guess, right? All right. If he's listening to Phoenix, he's probably
let me,
listening
let me
on
guarantee
the app.
That for you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, of course, we have another limited load 2-day trip on the Liberty coming up that actually still has spots available. October 4th through the 6th. It's $675, includes the food, and it's limited to 25 passengers. And we'll have another sponsor of great prizes to give away. So if you want to go on that, go to fishermanslanding.com and book that trip on the Liberty. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. John in Rancho San Diego's on the line. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick. Great show. Good to hear you from you, Marcus and Adam. And I was just wondering what your thoughts are on some of the higher-end spinning reels. I got one of those Shimano Thunnesses that I really like, and I feel like I have a slight edge in casting and line control. You know, I have a loaded with braid and a mono top shot, and I like the bait runner, and I wonder what you, I used to get really funky looks when I brought a spinning reel onto the boat and wondered about what you think about those bait runner features and the spinning reels now.
Adam, what do you think?
All right. Fishing big bluefin. I think, honestly, I think fishing bigger fish, you're wasting your time. Smaller fish, kelp paddy fishing, you're good to go.
Yeah.
30, 40, 50-pound line, kelp paddy fishing. But yeah, as far as fishing for a big fish on our, one of our 3-day trips or something like that, spinning rod, we've had a lot of guys try and they say, oh, this thing's got, you know, this thing's got 35 pounds of drag and, you know, spend $1,000 on it. I'm like, well, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. Can you land a big tuna on a heavy, well-built spinning rod and reel?
You can. You can.
I've seen it done.
Yes.
But
it is not nearly as efficient. It's
on a private boat?
Well,
or something, I think you got a little bit of
a problem is there's no two-speed spinning reels. I think, you know, for fish up to say maybe 100 pounds or so, if you're good with it, it's certainly totally doable. As far as the bait runner feature and live bait fishing, personally, I hate fishing live bait with a spinning rod. I find it difficult to cast it, and I have a real tough time
letting the bait swim
and having good control with a spinning rod. I've seen some guys that are pretty darn good at it.
And we have quite a few of them that...
Yeah, that do well. Personally, I'm not a big fan. I think in certain situations, they're awesome. You know, like if it's a foamer up and they're fish that are handleable size, you can cast a jig in there, like fishing poppers. is fishing fantastic.
Is great, yeah.
With a spinning rod. So there's a time and a place for them, and some of them, like you say, are very, very good, and you can land some very nice fish. Trying to go for a 200-pounder, is it possible? Yes. Is it very effective? I think not particularly most of the time.
I think your description was perfect. Like yeah. if you're fishing school-sized tuna, like say sub 80 pounders, there are some things that maybe it gives you an advantage, but on a really big fish, well, I mean, let's call it what it is. Like you are at a disadvantage. Period. I mean, it's you said that they have good drag and good gears and all those kinds of things, but if you're trying to tell me that you know. You're going to do it easier than having a Talica 22 speed. Like you're just, it's not ever going to be a time when that gives you an advantage on our style of fishing on a sport boat. You know, if you're in Costa Rica on a skiff and the boat's spinning around the fish and you're in a harness,
still,
but there's just no way you're ever going to say it's easier to catch one in a single gear on a spinning reel than you would be putting the reel into low gear and turning the handle.
And AFCO makes a really cool little thing called a spin strap that if you are going to tackle a big fish, you can't put that rod on the rail. It just doesn't work.
That's the tough part.
Yeah, so you get the spin strap and a harness, and you know at least you have some control on the big fish.
I mean, and it takes you know being good at landing nice sized fish on a spinning outfit. Certainly, you can practice at it and get a lot better. And I've seen guys that are very very good, and they're quite efficient. At doing it, but it's just because it's a spinning rod doesn't mean you can just grab it out of the box and right. go and be effective at it.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. Hey, Dave Dolan's on the line. He went on our 2-day Liberty trip. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, I just got back from that first of the two Let's Talk hookup trips aboard the Liberty, and hey, Pete, sign me up for that trip again next year. I just love going out on that boat at this time of year. So we pretty much limited out the boat on both Dorado and Tuna. We got the job done on the Dorado the first day. You know, we could hardly get out of those fish. It was a whole lot of fun. We were picking at the Tuna pretty good, too. And then the next day, basically all the Dorado had to go back in since we were at our limit. But we got the job done on the Tuna, too. So really great trip, great fishing. And I can't say enough about that boat, the Liberty. You know, what a great fishing platform that is. Taro and his crew, just really good. What I really like about the boat, too, is the cleanliness of that boat. You know, the crew is just always on things. They keep the deck clean. The heads are always clean. Really nice galley on the boat, too. And, as far as the galley, too, Sarah and Amber in there, boy, what a couple of great chefs. You know, the Liberty Burgers, too, I got to tell you, I've been all over Texas. I spent a lot of time down there. I have never had a steer burger in Texas as good as those Liberty Burgers are.
Oh, fantastic. Well, sounds like a great trip. And like you said, Dave, we have another one coming up here that does have space available on the 4th of October, Sunday to Tuesday. And so if you want to go, fishermanslanding.com, you can book that trip. And, of course, thanks to Gamakatsu for sponsoring the trip, as well as AFCO and Shimano for putting a lot of product for giveaways. People were happy with the giveaways, right?
Oh, a lot of happy people left that boat, and everybody got a really nice gift from one of those sponsors, too.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a lot for your hard work on the Liberty there.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Haugerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.